good to be back with my church family. With Winter Bible Seminar coming on, we took last week off and tried to get a little rest and just stayed inside for the whole week. But thank God. You know, when I went to Bible school, I took all those classes, and you learn how to have different styles of sermons, and mine's going to be a little different today. But I believe it's something, if you'll listen, that will help you. Lift up your eyes. Help is on the way. Psalms 121, 1 and 2. I lift my eyes to the hills from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made the heavens and earth. Now, I like NLT, that it says it a little plainer. I look to the mountains. Does my help come from there? That's a question. But then he goes on and answers his own question. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. You know, on this Sunday morning, all over the United States, people have come into the house of God. Some full of joy and expectations. Others arriving with burdens that you can't see. Their smile hides sleepless nights. Their worship covers their quiet worry. Many people come today with one simple question in their heart. Is there any help for what I'm facing? And Psalms 121 gives us a great answer. He begins the psalm with, I will lift mine eyes, or I will lift up my eyes. Now, this tells us something. It tells us that his eyes were not lifted up in the beginning. They were looking at something else. Something that made him ask this question. Where is my help going to come from? Now that question, most likely, has been asked by all of us at one time or another. You see, his eyes were not lifted up. He was looking at something else. Circumstances, all kinds of situations. And he asked himself, where is my help going to come from? You know, you notice what he does next in the psalm. He doesn't stay in the question, but he lifts his eyes. And when he does, he remembers something that his situation and his circumstances were trying to make him forget. And that is, his help comes from the Lord. You know, we might say it like this. My help does not come from what I can see. You know, his help, he realized, comes from God. No matter what he saw, no matter what he felt. You know, one of the things that happens to us in the pressures of life is that we get our eyes downward instead of upward. We begin to look at things that we're dealing with, things that we see, things that we hear. You know, you just don't wake up one morning and decide, man, I don't have any hope. You know, it happens slowly. The bills arrive. News reports come on. Our prayers are taking longer to be answered than we really want. The reason that we get in this situation of asking where does our help come from is because we've got our eyes in the wrong place. They're on our circumstances. They're on our situations and not on the promises. You know, there's a group of people called the Children of Israel. They stood one day facing a body of water. And behind them came Pharaoh and his armies. Fear filled their hearts because their eyes could only see the impossible. While they were in a panic, God had already prepared a way for their escape. Now, everybody says the miracle happened and the waters rolled back. But the miracle really happened when Moses trusted the word of God and lifted his rod out over the waters. You know, what you are facing and what we all face all the time, it's real. It gets us down. We look at all of the situations and the circumstances. But what we have to do is lift our eyes up and realize that our situation, no matter what it is not final. In fact, the Apostle Paul says, and I'm just going to use my own language, these measly little things that you're facing, they are temporary, but the word of God is eternal. You know, God sees what we don't see. He's working in places and at times when we don't see it. But he's calling us, even though we can't see it, to keep our eyes lifted toward him and his word. You know, as you begin to look at this and think about it, we can go to one verse of scripture in 2 Kings, the 6th chapter. The city had been surrounded by the enemy, and it looked like there was no hope. And fear had come in. And especially in the servant of the prophet Elisha. All he could see were the dangers, were the armies that surrounded the city. There is no way out. But Elisha saw it differently. Oh, the situation was still the same. It was actually looked impossible to ever escape. But you see, his eyes were not on the problem. They were lifted toward God. And remember, Elisha said, "Lord, open his eyes." And suddenly, the servant saw that the mountain was filled with horses and chariots of fire, and God's protection was all around. You know, the help was not too late. The deliverance was not missing. The help was simply unseen to the natural eye. You've got to begin to be able to see with the spiritual eye. See, we have natural eyesight that sees what we're facing, like Elisha's servant did. But our spiritual eyes see something different. Our spiritual eyes see that we're not alone. That we are surrounded by the forces and the power of God Almighty that will deliver us and set us free if we'll look with spiritual eyes instead of natural eyes. Lift up your eyes. Your help comes from here, not down here. You know, we come on Sunday morning many times, and the week has not been that good. And as we sit in the service and worship and hear the word and feel the presence of the Holy Spirit, He is reminding us, get your eyes off of what's happened and on to what's going to happen, because the word says so. You know, sometimes it feels like we're fighting this battle alone. Actually, if we look at it with our spiritual eyes, we look beyond what we see to what we have. And why do I say to what we have? Because we have what Jesus Christ has already delivered us from. We simply have to lift our eyes up and say, I take my deliverance. I take my healing. I take my provision. Whatever it is. You see, actually, there's a good example of this in John, the fourth gospel, the fourth chapter, and about the 34th verse, down, and you read the whole context there. I'm just going to zero in this. Jesus was out teaching, and the disciples began to worry about food. But Jesus' focus was on something else. He was on lives being changed. And he said, lift up your eyes, look at the fields. They're already white to harvest. He was trying to get his disciples to understand. He had just ministered to the woman at the well. And he was trying to get his disciples to look beyond the natural. And that's what I'm trying to get to you this morning. Get you to look beyond the natural. It's real. It's there. But it's not permanent. But when you lift your eyes to the Word of God and to His promises, they're real and they're forever and they never change. Look at Matthew 14, starting about the 22nd verse through about the 31st verse. You know, it's a story of Peter walking on the water. That's great. Everybody rejoices. I want you to notice Peter was fine as long as he kept his eyes in the right place. Hello? It says that when he began to see the waves that were crashing because there was a storm, He began to sink. He took his eyes that were lifted up to Jesus and began to look at his circumstances. And fear replaced his faith, because faith and fear cannot reside together. Now, nothing changed about the storm, but Peter's focus changed. Where his eyes was changed. You know, every time we come to church, it's a time that we can refocus. Why do I say that? I say that because as we go through life every day, it starts to pull us down and pull our vision downward. But yet, when we come in here in the morning, this Sunday morning, it's God saying, refocus. You see, you ever look through binoculars or a telescope, and do you ever have to adjust to get the focus? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Some of you guys that are hunters and have the telescopic lens, you're trying to zero in on that deer, and you got to adjust your focus. Am I right or wrong? You see, that's what's happening to us during the week as we're going through everything that we're going through. And we come in here on a Sunday morning like today, and the worship has been so great. Things have been so great. People have been delivered and set free. What has that helped us to do? It's helped us to get our eyes refocused where they need to be. Am I talking to anybody today? You see, lift your eyes off of the week that's gone by. Number one, you can't do anything about it. Number two, your help is not there. Your help is up here. Isaiah tells us that those who wait upon the Lord renews their strength, and they'll rise like eagles. You ever done any study about an eagle? Do you know that an eagle never flies in the storm? He flies above it. Go study them. Eagles are a beautiful bird to watch. They're a graceful bird as they fly. It's been several years back, but I was over here in eastern Oklahoma somewhere, and we saw some bald eagles, and man, they flapped those wings and they were just soaring. And I watched, and they went way high until it was just a speck in the sky. You see, eagles avoid the storm. And that's what we can do when we keep our eyes on what the Word of God says and keep our eyes lifted up instead of lifted downward. Because when you eyes are lifted down, fear begins to come in and faith goes out the window. But when you lift your eyes up, fear leaves and faith comes in. Lifting your eyes now does not mean that you're pretending that everything's okay. What does it mean? It means that I am trusting God and I am looking to God and I'm not looking to anything else. You know, this morning, the encouragement that I want you to carry out of this service today is God does not tell his people to lift their eyes after help arrives. He tells us to lift our eyes because help is already on the way. And we sing about it all the time. Even though we don't see it, even though we don't feel it, he's working. Right? Don't we sing that? See, that's what we need to keep our eyes on. You know, Daniel prayed, and the Bible says that heaven's response went out immediately, but it took a while for it to get there. So Daniel didn't stop. He kept praying. And that's what got his answer. Mary received the promise of the son, but it was a while before she held the miracle in her arms. Sometimes people think that silence means God is absent. No, God is still there. He's working in your behalf. So keep your eyes lifted toward him, and you'll see that you'll come out on top every time. If you walked in here today carrying fear and uncertainty, even some, maybe a sense of being distant from God, the Lord is saying to you right now, lift your eyes up. Your past failures, they don't mean anything because I've washed them away. So keep your eyes on me and you'll see that everything will be fine. It's not finished yet. So keep your eyes lifted to me with a praise in your mouth and a step in your walk. And at the end, there will be a shout of victory because you kept your eyes on me. Now that wasn't written. Hallelujah. Lift your eyes. Help is on the way. I trust you got something out of that this morning. For you that don't know, that's called a manuscript sermon. I normally preach from outline sermon, but I decided, well, I'll show them I can preach a manuscript sermon if I need to. But I just felt like doing that today, and I may do some more of them. I sort of enjoyed it. I don't know about you. Did you enjoy that this morning? Hallelujah.